And yes, here we are, New Year's Eve, 2019, December 31st, it is a Tuesday, 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears along with you for the ride. This is my last hour on the year of 2019. What a great year it has been, and I certainly cannot thank you, the listening audience, enough for always being there. You can't do this show without the listening audience. Charlie would say the same thing, and in 2019, you, the listening audience, have been great to this station, and I really do appreciate it. So, what I'm thankful for this year, and what I'm happy about in 2019 is you, the listening audience. You have been great. Now, here's something interesting. During the break there, I was telling you about the new car in hour number one. Maybe this is serendipitous. Serendipitous? That's good. This is serendipitous. I got a call there during the break that my car is ready to be picked up. So apparently, at this particular point, it's just on me to go get the car, and then I will be off and running with a new car in 2019, right before we start 2020. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So there you go. What a fun thing for New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve is just a great day, and it's always the time to start something new. And I was posting on Facebook last night, and people, you know, I forget who came up with this name, but somebody said that I was the king of vague book because I'm very vague when it comes to my Facebook posts. Now, this could be true. I do not deny this. But there is a whole new adventure starting on New Year's Eve that will lead into New Year's Day and maybe beyond, and it is a happy adventure. So you've got to like that. So I hope everybody out there has a happy adventure starting for them in 2020. 2020 starting off on the right foot for a lot of people. I'll let you know more about that as time goes on. But you know, it's a very happy thing. And we'll see how that all goes. Now, what else did I want to talk about? Happy 100th birthday today to Kenzel Clutter. You know who? I feel like Willard Scott. Do you remember Willard Scott on the Today Show for years? Used to do the birthdays for the 100-year-olds from Smuckers? Well, there you go. Hey, Kenzel Clutter, 100 years old today. A big happy birthday from Smuckers Jams and Jellies here on WWGH Radio. Kenzel's a staple here in the Marion community and has done so much for horticulture and so many other things. If you happen to see him today or know him, give him a call and say happy 100th, Kenzel, as we head in to the big 2020. 100 years old. Wow, what a tremendous thing that is. All right, the car's ready to go. We've wished Kenzel a happy 100th birthday. We've got 42 minutes left in the show today. Let's see, what else do we want to talk about? Well, does anybody have any big New Year's plans? Has anybody made a New Year's resolution? Does anybody have any special recipes for cooking the pork and sauerkraut, which is the big dish tomorrow or today? Do you eat it today or tomorrow? Do you eat it on New Year's Eve or do you eat it on New Year's Day? I can't remember exactly. I think it's New Year's Day. You're supposed to eat that. Oh, and I did get a message, by the way, talking about early in hour number one, we were talking about how there was a show on the, or a segment on the news this morning about how you don't want to do 20, when you're writing a check or you're writing a document, you don't want to do January 1st, 2020 by doing 1/1/20 because somebody could change the date to 2019 or 2018 or 2005 or whatever that may be. And I said, well, why in the world would this matter when it comes to a check? Well, the person filled me in, and it actually is very smart. Documents, any documents you might have, there are tons of important documents that you could have that somebody could change the date on. So that's why you don't want to do it. When we start 2020 tomorrow, if you're putting a date on anything of any importance, no matter what the date is, you want to write 2020 as 2020. Checks, documents, that's a very good tip. So make sure you do that. If you're doing the date, 1-1-2020, 2-17-2020, 8-17-2020, 12-25-2020. That's why you do that. So make sure you write the whole 2020 out starting tomorrow as we head into the new year. Now, oh, I know what I wanted to get in this morning. Nobody has a special recipe for sauerkraut and pork because I have the pork. I'm not a huge fan of sauerkraut. Is there any way to make sauerkraut that is bearable? Because just cooking it, I am not a fan of that. I understand it's a probiotic, and I understand, I guess it'll clean you out for the new year, but I am not a big fan of sauerkraut. Is there anything you can do to sauerkraut that will make it, you know, halfway decent when I cook it with these pork chops tomorrow that I have left over in the air fryer? Can I put the sauerkraut in the air fryer? I wonder if you could do that. Can you put sauerkraut in an air fryer? I don't know if you could. Well, you might not want to do that because there are holes in that basket, and your sauerkraut might just go on through the holes and down into the bottom, and I don't think you would want to do that. So does anybody have any special sauerkraut recipes or any other traditions for New Year's? Anybody have any big New Year's plans tonight? Anybody have any New Year's resolutions? Anything they would like to share right now, give me a ring, 740-383-9944. Would love to hear from you. Now, I think we've got... Oh, there was another thing yesterday. See, I got behind yesterday, and I did not get to mention something I wanted to mention. So I've got to find it here. Bear with me for a second. If I was a professional, I would have already had this ready. I thought this was a neat little tip that came in from one of our listeners, a neat little fun fact for the new year here. Let's take a look at this fun fact on this New Year's Eve, if I can pull it up here. Okay, here we go. This is a letter that came in, listener mail. Scott, thought you might like to know pork and sauerkraut on New Year's Day. Why the Pennsylvania Dutch believe it's your luckiest meal of the year. The pig roots forward, unlike chickens who scratch back. So it's progress. And the kraut is green, like cash money. So have you ever wondered why it's pork and sauerkraut? Well, that's why. It's pork because the pig roots forward and chickens scratch back, so you don't want to have chicken tomorrow. And sauerkraut because kraut is green like money. So I guess if you have illusions on money and going forward, it's pork and sauerkraut in the new year. I thought that was interesting. So we've got that fun fact in there. Now, again, if you have any recipes for pork and sauerkraut so I can prepare that dish tomorrow, let me know. 740-383-9944. Or if you have anything else to say as we wrap up 2020. I keep saying we wrap up 2020. We're not even in 2020 yet. As we wrap up 2019 here this morning on the Now program. Now, better than that. Oh, here we go. Maybe this is a recipe. Thank goodness. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, to make your sauerkraut a little more edible, add a little brown sugar to it.
A little brown sugar to the sauerkraut.
Yeah, and it takes a lot of the sour away.
Now, do you add it while the sauerkraut is cooking?
Yes.
About how much would you want to put in?
Not a whole lot, but it depends on, you know, how much sauerkraut. But just start out with a tablespoon or two.
Oh, so it just kind of takes the sour out of the sauerkraut.
Well, it takes a lot of the sour out.
Oh, so brown sugar. Well, that sounds great. Hey, thank you.
And let me tell you something. I had won two tickets to the Zoo Lights, and last night my little great-granddaughter. She's nine, and they were here from Illinois, and her and her family went there, and they said it was awesome.
Oh, great.
Yep.
So they got to go down.
They got to go down.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. Well, tell them I'm glad they had a great time.
Well, they're on their way home to Illinois now.
Oh, well, I'm glad they had a great time while they were here in Ohio.
They sure did.
Well, thank you, and Happy New Year.
Yep, same to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, there we go. That's a good story to hear. You know, those zoo lights do go on, I believe, through, is it today? Tomorrow? I know the tickets are good through January the 5th that we have here for the zoo lights. So I know that we'll probably give away a few more pairs of those as we go into January the 5th. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, the brown sugar is an excellent idea. And I also add just a little bit of diced onion to it and just a scant of garlic powder and let it cook. You have to let it cook.
So a little bit of garlic powder and some diced onion right in the sauerkraut?
Yes, let it cook.
Now, how long should you let the sauerkraut cook?
Until it's slightly brown on top.
Slightly brown. Do you have any plans for New Year's Eve tonight?
I'm going to be sitting and reading my Danielle Steele book, probably with a cup of coffee, and I'm not going to have a hangover in the morning.
That's a good thing. Well, maybe you can turn the radio on tonight and listen to what we're doing here.
I think I will.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's right. You'll want to turn the radio on tonight starting about 10 o'clock and hear what we're doing here. We don't know what we're doing yet, but it will be interesting. So turn the radio on tonight a little after 10 o'clock, about 10:15, and see how WWGH Radio is going to ring in the new year on through midnight, on through 2020. So write down your little, take a piece of paper out or something, and write down 10 o'clock tonight, you'll want to be here with us. Now, you never know who's going to be in the studio. Somebody might show up tonight who you've never heard on the air before. Now, I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, but you never know. It could be somebody you've never heard before. And that could be an interesting thing as we head into the new year. Because as I said earlier on in the program, it's a new thing. It's a new adventure as we head into the new year. You've got to do these type of things. It's very important. That's a New Year's. See, there's my New Year's resolution. A new adventure for 2020 that may start tonight, 2 hours before the big 2020. So there you go. But we're getting some great recipes here for the sauerkraut and the pork. Brown sugar, diced onion, garlic powder. Garlic's very good for you. I bet that would be good in the sauerkraut. Any other ways to do your sauerkraut and pork that would be good? Are there any desserts that are good for New Year's? I mean, if we think back to Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving is, how is that? Thanksgiving's pumpkin pie. Christmas is pretty much sugar cookies and fruitcake, although that was out the year window this year. What is New Year's? Are there any special doodads or desserts that you have every New Year's? Is there a special dessert you have on New Year's? Let me know. Special ways to cook sauerkraut and pork, or do you do anything special dessert-wise for the New Year holiday? Or what will you be doing tonight? What will you be doing tonight? What will you be doing tomorrow? Have you made any New Year's resolutions? Anything you want to talk about at this point. We've got about 30 minutes left in the program today. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. Remember, if the phone lines are ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back. 740-383-9944. Now, I brought this up yesterday. Don't know if you were listening yesterday, but I want to bring it up again today because I did this yesterday because I told the person that I would do it. I don't think they believed that I would do it, So I want to make sure I do it again today because I don't believe the person was listening yesterday, and I'm hoping today we might get to hear it because I really enjoyed this. Now, hopefully I'll shorten up the story today and make it a little more succinct than I did yesterday. But on Sunday, I was around a friend of mine, and it just struck me as the funniest thing in the world because I was around this person for about 5 hours. And during the entire 5 hour period, they decided they were going to do a British accent and we're not going to break. And everybody we came in contact with for that particular 5 hour period, she did a British accent for. Never broke the British accent. And this just was hilarious to me because the British accent was so funny and so good. And I know that the people we came in contact with thought that she was British. Now, I told this story yesterday. Now, the reason I tell it again today is because I want to make sure I mention her name again because I said I would do that. And maybe she's listening today if she wasn't listening yesterday. And if she wasn't listening yesterday, maybe today she will have the time to call in and let us hear a little bit of the British accent, which I think is one of the best British accents I've ever heard. What a talented person this is. Again, and the name is Taylor. I said yesterday, and I say it again, Taylor. If you're out there listening, I told you I'd mention it on the radio. Not only have I mentioned it on the radio, I've mentioned it 2 days in a row. So if you are out there, tell us what you're doing, what your wishes are for New Year's, and give us a little bit of the British accent. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let's see here. So British in her, or Taylor in her British accent. And I still believe that Taylor is a British name. Maybe that's why it came off so good. British accents are hard to do. Now people will tell me they're not, but to keep it up for 5 hours, I think is pretty good. And I'll tell you how hard I think it was. One of Taylor's friends, I'll mention her name too because she said I wouldn't mention it on the air, Mackenzie, she tried to do the accent, and I don't think it was there. The accent just was not coming off as good as Taylor's was. But boy, Taylor did a tremendous British accent. So if she's out there listening, we want to hear this British accent, so come along with it, 740-383-9944. But she might not be listening, because who listens? As I said at this point, you never know who's listening. So, Taylor in the British accent. All right. So we're back down to New Year's here. New Year's 2020. What are the New Year's resolutions? What are the exciting things that are going to pop up in the year for you? What is going to happen? What was the best part of 2020? I did it again. What was the best part of 2019? 2020's on my brain. I'm ready and excited to go into 2020. A lot of things going on today. So what was the big moments of 2019? What were the big moments of 2019 for you? Was there anything significant that happened in this past year that are of interest to you? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. Would love to hear from you. Also want to remind you that the Adam the Computer Guy show will be on 2:10 to 3 p.m. today. And then we will have Voice of a People with Linda Sims from 4:10 to 5 p.m. today. And the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5:10 to 6 p.m. today. And we are thankful for all of those programs, to be sure. All right, we're talking about sauerkraut and pork. We're talking about the new year. We're talking about, do you have any memories of New Year's past? My memory of New Year's past was certainly the original Pop and Drop back in 2007. That one sticks out in my mind. Are there any New Year's of years past that stick out in your mind? Does anybody, I don't know, what is it about kissing somebody at the stroke of midnight that is a big deal? This has been a tradition for so long, And if you watch the television programs tonight in Times Square, you will see people kissing as midnight rolls around. Where did that start? Why is that the New Year's thing? That you have to be kissed at New Year's. It's almost like a superstition now, that if you don't get a kiss at the stroke of midnight, that your year might be on the rocks. I don't know if that's true or not. Superstitions seem a little funny, but does anybody know where that started? The whole kissing somebody at midnight? I don't know if that's from France. I don't know. Does anybody know anything about that? 740-383-9944. Tell us where that tradition came from. I'm trying to think. Is there anything else associated with New Year's? We have New Year's resolutions, which the number one every year is always to lose weight. Does anybody have a New Year's resolution that is not to lose weight? Something, I don't know what you would call it. Something that is more practical, maybe, than losing weight. Does anybody have any of those things? Does anybody have any big plans? What's a good New Year's resolution? If you don't want to get into the weight thing, which is always number one, you'll see a lot of people at the gym on January the 2nd. I'll tell you that. You'll see a lot of people at the gym on January the 2nd doing a lot of exercising, and that will run through the month of January, and then by January 31st, I forget what the percentage is of people who will have backed out by that point, but it's a high, high percentage. Does anybody have any recommendations for restaurants to go to tonight? If you want to go out and eat tonight on the big New Year's holiday, what's the best place to go to? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, it's Miriam.
Yes.
I guess I have my plans changed. I'm going to have to do the cooking.
Oh, you're doing the cooking now.
Yeah, I've got changed. So anyway, I'm going to cook a pork loin. All right. Now, when it comes to the sauerkraut, when the pork loin gets about half done, then I take and put the sauerkraut in the pan, because it's all in the oven, and put it in and let it cook with the rest of the meat until it's done. Now, on the pork loin, I'm going to put a Tennessee rub. And then the flavoring off of that Tennessee rub will get into the pork loin and into the sauerkraut, and we'll cut off some of that taste.
Hmm. Now, so how much of that do you put in?
How much of what?
How much of the Tennessee rum do you put in?
The rum?
Yeah.
I just take it and dump it out. I got a jar of it. I just dump it on and just rub it on until it goes. Excuse me. Until it goes the whole one, and then just let it go.
No. Well, hey, thanks for the recipe.
Okay, now on your pork chops.
Yeah, pork chops.
If you want to do it, you basically do it like I'm doing the loin. Put your chops in the pan, in the oven, and just put it cooking that way, and then put your sauerkraut in with it while it's cooking off.
Ah, well, it sounds good.
Yep.
Hey, thank you.
All right.
And again, do you have any recipes for the sauerkraut and the pork? Now, I'll probably be doing the pork chops in the sauerkraut, if I do the sauerkraut. I have not went to the store and got the sauerkraut yet, so that's still a little iffy. But there's a recipe. Do you have a recipe? 740-383-9944. Also, is there a dessert that is associated with the new year that you think would be good? We would love to hear about that. 740-383-9944. We love to swap recipes and ideas here on the program. And is there a practical New Year's resolution besides the weight one? Is there something that can be pulled off? Because I think a New Year's resolution should probably be pulled off. Is there something you can do that maybe you did not do in 2019 that you think you can do in 2020 that will make life better, easier, so on and so forth. I think you could probably make practical resolutions, like to be a nicer person, to not have a short fuse, to be more understanding of other people, to be kind, to be all these things, to be forgiving. Being forgiving is a big one. A lot of people hold grudges. To forgive is a great New Year's resolution. To read more books, maybe, that you want to read. To take more time for yourself. That is a big one. Because we are in a very fast-paced world these days. And I think a lot of times we don't take the time to stop and see what we're missing. Here's my theory on the whole thing with time right now. I think people are so busy that they don't realize the good things that they're in, and I think they're not going to realize them until they're gone. And once they're gone, and you can't get them back. So you have to live in the moment. You've got to slow down long enough to realize what you're doing. So that's a good New Year's resolution. Don't procrastinate. A lot of people are awful procrastinators. Just do it when you're thinking about it, if you can. That's one. I'll tell you what my New Year's resolution is. I am out a lot of times doing things, and something will pop in my head that I think is a great idea, and then by the time I get back home, I've totally forgotten what it is, or it's long overdue. So my New Year's resolution is going to be to start writing things down as soon as I think about them. Go ahead, caller.
Here's one. How about to thine own self be true?
You know, that's a great Shakespearean line. Now, what does that mean to you?
You might be able to BS everybody else, but you have to look at yourself in the mirror.
That's right. And I also think that going along with that, to not worry, we worry so much about what other people think.
Yes.
That's really unimportant what other people think.
Yes, everybody else.
I think that's a great resolution. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. To thine own self be true, a great Shakespeare line. That's a great New Year's resolution. I believe that you have to, really what other people think about you is not a big deal. It's really only, what is that? Internal happiness comes from inside. No, that doesn't make any sense. Internal happiness comes from inside. Well, of course it would. Where else would internal happiness come from? Let's see here. What is that? True happiness. True happiness comes from inside. What other people think about you really is not important. Most of the time when people say negative things about you, it's usually just to feel better about themselves, or, I don't know, because they're unhappy. I've noticed that. What is that saying? Hurt people, hurt people? I believe that. Because, you know, I generally am a happy person, and people will tell you this who know me. Now, I'll say things to people that are not so nice, but funny. I mean, you hear me do it to Sean on the air all the time. But to me, that's just a joke. That's not serious. But people who are genuinely rude to people and people who genuinely try to be awful to people, even if the person is awful, even if they are an awful person, why is it your job to point it out? I think that says something about you. Think about that. Better look in the mirror as we head into the New Year's. A lot of people got to look in the mirror. To thine own self be true. A great Shakespearean quote. Does anybody else have any practical things? New Year's resolutions that could be out there? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, we want to wish a happy 100th birthday to Kenzel Clutter, 100 years old today, and still doing well, still out there. I believe he had a nice write-up in the newspaper the other day, so we wish him the absolute best on his 100th year, the century mark. and still going strong. How cool is that as we get ready? Is anybody excited about the big 2020, which is the 100th anniversary of President Harding being elected, which of course is big for us here in Marion? Does anybody have a lot of excitement about that? Does anybody know the big events coming up with that? Now, here's a question Charlie and I had the other day, and I don't know the answer to this. Now, well, I think we had this conversation on air, but we ran out of time. Is 2020 Marion's bicentennial? Because, okay, was Marion founded in 1820 or 1822? Because there has always been some kind of confusion on this. And I heard that Marion was going to celebrate their, is it bicentennial? I guess that would be 200 years. Am I right on the, is it 1820 and 1822 that has been the controversy? Or am I wrong on those years? I know there's a two-year controversy on the founding of Marion as a city or county, I guess it would be. So it's my understanding there is going to be a celebration in 2020, bicentennial, because we had the, what was it, sesquicentennial a few years ago. But if memory serves me right on that, I think that was in, which is the 150th anniversary. Isn't that right? 150th anniversary, and I think that was in 77, if I'm not mistaken. So if the 150th anniversary was in 77, then wouldn't the 200th anniversary be in 2022? Not 2020? I think well, see, somebody should be able to go back to the Marion Star in in the year 1920, and see if they were celebrating. Were they celebrating the bicentennial in 1920? Because that was the year Harding was elected. It would seem odd to me. It would seem a big coincidence that Harding would be elected the same year as Marion's bicentennial. That to me seems a little strange. Now, I'm not saying it couldn't be. I really don't know. But that would seem odd to me. So when did Marion celebrate its bicentennial? Did they celebrate it in 1920 or did they celebrate it in 1922? Because I say the sesquicentennial, I believe, was in 77. Now, am I right about that? Does anybody know the answers to these questions? Am I just out of my mind? Or are we even looking at the bicentennial? Do they plan to celebrate it this year in 2020? That's a good question. I don't know. Does anybody know the answer to that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. There's a question for you as we head into the new year of 2020. Is this Marion's bicentennial year, 2020? Was Marion County founded in 1820? Or was it 1822? And where would this paper exist? Does anybody know where you would find a paper like this? The, I guess, incorporation date? You think you'd be able to find that. You would think there wouldn't be such a big controversy over that. Does anybody know? Is this the bicentennial year for Marion 2020? Or is it 2022? Does anybody have any guesses? Does anybody remember 1977? Or did it happen in 72? Maybe 72 was the sesquicentennial. I don't know. Somebody's going to have to bail me out on this one. Does anybody remember any of this? 740-383-9944. Or does anybody have any recommendations for good places to go out and eat on New Year's Eve tonight? This is always a big holiday where people love to go out and eat. And like I say, I had a great time last night at the Dakota Grill, and I have been to a lot of restaurants lately, but does anybody have a good recommendation for a place to go out and eat tonight? If you're going to go out and you want to have a good meal, and you want to have good service, and you want to have good atmosphere, where is the place to go tonight in Marion, Ohio, if you want to stay local? What would be a good place? Send me a recommendation here. 740-383-9944, 49 minutes past the hour on this New Year's Eve, 2019. So you got it right that time. Also, we had a conversation last week about Eber Baker. Now, I hate to bring this up because I don't think people like when I bring this up, but, you know, just like I said, my New Year's resolution, I don't care what people think. So here we go. Eber Baker, one of the founders, boy, if we just couldn't ask him when he founded this place. Eber Baker founded Marion with another guy, and we don't remember the other guy, but we remember Eber Baker. Okay. Eber Baker founded Marion, and when he died, he was buried in the Quarry Street Cemetery. Now, the Quarry Street Cemetery is still here on Quarry Street in Marion, but it's no longer a cemetery. A lot of the tombstones are gone, and people were parking on it for a long time during the Popcorn Festival, and I think they finally put a fence up around it, and that's the story of the Quarry Street Cemetery. Well, years ago, they started to say that Eber Baker's body was moved from Quarry Street to the Marion Cemetery. And it is true that there is a tombstone and a plot in the Marion Cemetery for Eber Baker. But I called the Quarry Street Cemetery, or not Quarry Street, I called the Marion Cemetery sometime in the last year, and they told me that there is a plot there, but they're not sure if anybody's in it. There was no record of anybody being moved from the Quarry Street Cemetery to the Marion Cemetery. And then somebody said that all the people who had the plague were buried in the Quarry Street Cemetery, and also that the people in the Quarry Street Cemetery were buried in pine boxes. So they would have been deteriorated. There would have been nothing to move. So, does anybody believe that Eber Baker was moved to the Marion Cemetery? I mean, we can't check at this point by digging anybody up, so it's going to have to be all records. And I don't even know, what year did the Quarry Street Cemetery close? Is there anybody left, maybe just Kenzel Clutter at this point, is there anybody left who remembers the Quarry Street Cemetery being open? And does anybody live over there? Are there any tombstones left? Now, the last time I was over there, which would have been probably 10 years ago, there were some tombstones left, but that was about it. There wasn't much else, and you really couldn't read most of the tombstones. But I think they had put a fence up around it. Does anybody know anything about the old Quarry Street Cemetery here in Marion, and do you have any proof that Eber Baker was moved? Now, we're getting some messages here on the internet. I need to turn here for a second. Oh, yesterday, by the way, we're getting from our weatherman here, Zach Fuller, 47 degrees was the reading yesterday on the winds. So those are some pretty heavy winds yesterday. We had 47 miles, did I say degrees? Oh, man. My New Year's resolution is going to be to learn how to speak if I'm going to be on the radio in 2020. All right. Zach Fuller with MONNTV, 47 miles per hour, the wind yesterday. Okay. And we're also getting a message here that, a person has done some research for us here. I typed in when Marion, Ohio was founded, and it says 1822. Marion was laid out in 1822 and is named in honor of General Francis Marion, the Swamp Fox. Okay, we know that. So apparently, if you go to the internet, Marion was founded and laid out in 1822. So 2022 would be the bicentennial. But aren't they celebrating the bicentennial this year? And maybe the internet's wrong. Heavens knows, not everything you read on the internet's right. So what do you think? Is that right? Was Marion founded in 1822? And are they having a big thing this year in 2020 as the bicentennial? And why is there confusion about that? Does anybody have any clues on this 54 minutes past the hour? 740-383-9944. Give me a ring here. We're just about out of the big 2019 here, heading into the big 2020. Does anybody know the story behind Marion being founded? Apparently, a lot of the dates say 1822, but is that right? Is that wrong? We really don't know. Where's old Eber Baker? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Up there at Busby Park, on the side of the building, where they got all the murals and everything.
Right.
It says 1822 for Marion.
So even Busby Park says 1822.
Right. The plaque says 1822.
Okay. Now, are they celebrating the bicentennial this year? I'd heard something.
I'm wondering what they're doing. Like you, I don't know what they're going to do.
Hmm. Well, maybe we'll...
They say it's 20, but the plaque up there that's painted on the side of the building says 22.
Huh. Well, hey, thanks for the information.
Yep.
All right. Well, there's something. Apparently, I have never seen that, but apparently there's a plaque over by Busby Park that says Marion was founded in 1822, which would jive with what we're learning about on the internet. So, I thought there was a bicentennial committee going on for 2020. Maybe it's not 2020. Maybe I was misinformed on that. Is anybody involved in any of this? Would they know? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You could be the last call that we take in 2019 before we head into the big 2020. And you'll want to tune in tonight. Starting at 10 o'clock here, a little after 10:15, we'll be ringing in the new year, and there may or may not be voices you have not heard before. It's going to be a night, that's for sure, as we ring in 2020. I'm so sad Barbara Walters and Hugh Downs don't get a chance to do this. I'm Barbara Walters, and I'm Hugh Downs, and this is 2020. What a shame that's not going to happen. But I certainly hope whatever you're doing for New Year's is a tremendous... tremendous time, because I know I'm going to have a tremendous time tonight. New adventures on the way, new excitement, new fun. It's just a big day, and apparently my car is ready, and we'll see how this goes. You know, we'll hope there's no jinx on it. We don't need that, but maybe I'll just drive around tonight. You know, when you get a new car, that's what you want to do. You just want to go out and drive. Maybe I'll take a little trip tonight just to have fun. It's been a year. Like I say, it's been a fun year. There were a lot of things this year that were a lot of fun. There were a lot of things this year that were not a whole lot of fun. But for the most part, fun. Yeah, that's a good New Year's resolution. Live the next year, even when the bad things come along. Try to get back to the fun as quickly as possible. Find the fun in your life, and that'll be a good thing. So, is anybody going to propose tonight? I was going to ask that, because it makes me think back to 2007 when we had that proposal when I was doing the first pop and drop. Is anybody expecting to propose tonight? Boy, it would be really good for me right now if you'd call in and propose on the air. Boy, wouldn't that be good? Just like back in 2007? Or just let me know that you're going to propose? And maybe your girl or guy would hear about that. Oh, I hope this is a proposal. Wouldn't that be great? I would love that. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
I just wanted to wish you a Happy New Year.
Well, I appreciate that. Happy New Year to you.
And what kind of car did you get?
Well, I'm sticking with a Honda. I've been driving Hondas, actually, since I have been in college. And I love them.
They're great cars.
Oh, they're great cars, and this has low mileage, and it's a Honda Accord, so uh-huh. I'm excited to go pick it up today.
Well, that's exciting.
Hey, thank you.
Very, very exciting.
It is.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I decided on a Honda. I've been driving Honda since I was in, for the most part. I did have one car that was not a Honda, but they last forever, and you got to love that. So that's the way that one goes. Going to have to see how this one does. I'm sure it'll do fine. But anybody out there going to give a big proposal tonight? I bet you're shaky if you are. Because that's a nerve-wracking thing. Now, to my knowledge, I don't think I've ever proposed. So I don't know what that's like. That's a whole nother story. But who knows? There might be hope. Life's not over yet. What a year it's been. It's been a lot of fun. I hope everybody has a tremendous new year tonight. Enjoys everything. Hope you come back tonight at 10 o'clock with us to celebrate the new year. I hope everybody's safe. Be safe tonight. If you are going to indulge in any libations tonight, please be safe. And stay tuned for more programming here on WWGH Radio, the Adam the Computer Guy show today, 2:10 to 3. Linda Sims, Voice of the People, 4:10 to 5. Pastor Whitaker, Pastor Spot, 5:10 to 6 today. And 10 p.m. tonight, you never know what's going to be on here as we ring in the new year in 2020. What a great audience you are. The best audience in radio, bar none. I mean that. And I cannot wait to talk to you. Maybe tonight. We might take phone calls tonight, like the old days. And certainly we'll be looking forward to talking to you in 2020. Have a great new year. For this year, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Most since I did the interview with you back in October of 2010. Why did you finally decide to speak, and how did it come about that you chose me to do the first interview?
Well, because you've been very kind, very fair. You don't jump in and attack me every time I open my mouth. I like that, and I think you're a fair reporter.
Streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Programming on GH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT